Hi, and welcome to another one of our broadcasts. Today I'm going to go over the readings for the 31st week in Ordinary Time. The first reading is a reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people, saying, "Fear the Lord your God, and keep throughout the days of your lives all his statutes and commandments, which I enjoin on you, and thus have a long life. Hear then, Israel, and be careful to observe them, that you may grow and prosper the more, in keeping with the promise of the Lord, the God of your forefathers, to give you a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. Take to heart these words which I enjoin on you today." The word of the Lord. The response: I love you, Lord, my strength. I love you, Lord, my strength. I love you, Lord, my strength. O God, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. I love you, Lord, my strength. My God, my rock of refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Praise be the Lord, I exclaim, and I am safe from my enemies. I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord lives, blessed be my rock. Extolled be the God, my Savior, who gives great victories to your king and has showed kindness to your anointed. I love you, Lord, my strength. The second reading is a reading from the letter of Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, Levitical priests were many because they were prevented by death from remaining in office. But Jesus, because he remains forever, has a priesthood that does not pass away. Therefore, he is always able to save those who approach God through him, since he lives forever to make intercession for them. It is fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, higher than the heavens. He has no need, as did the high priest, to offer sacrifice day after day, first for his own sins and then for those of the people. He did that once for all when he offered himself. For the law appointed men subject to weakness to be high priest. But the word of an oath, which had taken after the law, appointed a son who has been made perfect forever. The word of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Whoever loves me will keep my word, says the Lord, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. Alleluia, alleluia. The gospel reading is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well then, teacher, you are right in saying he is one and that there is no other than he, and to love with all your heart and with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with this understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. Today, in both the Gospel reading and in the first reading, we are presented with what is the most highest, most holiest declaration in all of Judaism, the Shema. In fact, in Hebrew, it's Shema Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. That simply means, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone." It's translated many different ways. Echad means either alone or one. So you get translations that say he's one Lord, or, you know, the Lord is one. But it just simply means, if you take it in the context of the entire chapter 6 of Deuteronomy, it just means that he's alone, Lord. He's alone, the creator, master, ruler, governor, everything of the universe. And because of that, he's worthy of everything we can give him. He is our Lord, our owner, our master, our creator. Without him, we wouldn't exist. And therefore, we belong entirely to him. So that kind of plays into the understandings that we are given in Scripture today. But he doesn't just rule us for himself. He rules us for the benefit of our love and also for the benefit of others. So there's this greater message in this. Throughout Judaism, we're supposed to hear, we're supposed to have the words of God be something that lives inside of us. But we're not merely supposed to be hearers, we're to be doers as well. We're supposed to love the Lord our God in a specific way, with everything we are, with our minds, with our hearts, with our souls, with our understandings. And we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. Here comes the tricky part. How are you loved? Well, it's not that you first love him, but that he first loved us. It is that he showed us that no greater love has a man for another man than to lay his life down for the other. It is not a selfish love where I make sure that I get what I want out of life because I treat you the way you want to be treated and give you that kind of love. That's not the kind of love. And it's not a reciprocal love in the fact that somebody could treat me wrong, so I have a right to treat them back wrong. That's not the kind of love that we're talking about. It's a love that God has shown for us, and that while we were yet sinners, while we were yet without hope, he died for us. This is the love of God. This is what we're supposed to love one another with. This is what the commandments are about. And when we truly understand that, we're not far from salvation. We're not far from eternity. We're not far from basically what is the kingdom of God in this world and eternity with him in the next. So we kind of begin with these understandings and we kind of move from these. Our God is greater than everything. And this is kind of the message of the Shema, that there is only one who is God, who is the Lord. And he is the only one we are to be focused on. In fact, if we truly love the Lord, he becomes our very rock, our fortress, and our deliverer. He becomes everything that we have need of, because we recognize that we wouldn't have anything if it wasn't for him in the first place. He becomes that refuge, that horn of salvation. It's a horn of salvation because the horn of a antelope is a defending mechanism. If you ever see two goats going at it, they're locking horns with one another. It's their strength. It's like their battlement, and therefore he's the horn of your salvation. In fact, the horns of Israel, the shofars, came from the horns that were on animals. And that's what they blow. They blow a ram's horn to announce the feast. And therefore, this horn of salvation is not just something that is used in attack and defense. It is also used to announce great things. So this kind of has a greater meaning than we actually think of. A horn acts as a shield because if you lock horns with somebody, if you get into a confrontation with somebody, the horn is not just the instrument that goes out there and attacks, but it's also the way you defend as well. So it's there. And this is what we're trying to get is the understanding here. And if we understand this, we'll live our lives careful to observe everything that God has asked us to live and to do. And it's not hard, because it's all he's asking us to do is to love. To love as he's loved us, to love in a way that really shows who we are. And in fact, he sets himself up as the means through which we can, because he is our great high priest. He's able to make intercession for us, not because he's ever had a weakness, but because he understands our weaknesses, and because he can always do it and always be there. So I want you to have this thought as you go through today, that love is the key. Simply that, love is the key. But God loves us, and he calls us to love. We are to love him with everything that we are. And if we truly love him with everything that we are, we will understand how truly he loves us with everything that he is, and why we are to love our neighbors as he has loved us. Thank you, and have a blessed day.